Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. We are heading toward a new moon this Saturday, so coupled with good weather, it's a great time to do some stargazing, and all week we've got a chain of planets visible. They've been visible, but they're kind of moving toward better positions. So Venus is to the west after sunset and visible for a few hours, brighter than any star in the sky by far. Jupiter is going to be about straight overhead after sunset westward as it gets later and later, and Saturn joins them, brighter than any star in the sky as well. All three of these guys are brighter than any stars in the sky. Saturn joins them after about 10:30 or so to the east. So we'll have that chain of planets visible, and for a little bit of time, between about 10:30 and 11 or so, we'll be able to see all three of them across the sky. Venus bright above the western horizon, Jupiter straight up and brilliant, and Saturn impressive to the east. All of these make pretty good telescope targets. Jupiter and Saturn are awesome telescope targets because Jupiter has some moons that are pretty easy to see even with binoculars, and Saturn's rings, of course, are always awesome. We have coming up next week, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we have the peak of the Lyrid meteor shower. So we'll talk more about that next week, but you can expect next week that we're going to get a little meteor shower, maybe 10 to 20 meters per hour at the peak. And these swift and bright meteors disintegrate pretty quickly when they hit the thick part of our atmosphere. They're going about 100,000 miles an hour, which is crazy, but they hit the thick part of our atmosphere, they disintegrate, and they produce these really luminous trains of dust that can be observed for several seconds. So these are the ones that kind of linger. That'll be cool, something to look forward to. We will not be doing any telescope viewing this Friday evening. Telescope viewing at the observatory is canceled because I and staff from the planetarium will be in Huntsville, Alabama at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center with our group of high school students from the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology High School in Reno, Nevada. These are students that build and race a pedal-powered extraterrestrial rover in NASA's Rover Challenge. It's an awesome, awesome international competition, and our students have done well every year they've competed. Last year, they swept it with the Best Design Award and the Fastest Race Time Award. And if you're interested, these kids are awesome. I'm honored to be able to tag along with them. If you're interested in following along this week, we're going to be in Huntsville, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, everywhere that social media is. We are going to be at. The tag is AACT Rover or Rover Challenge. And we'll be posting coverage from the Planetarium social media outlets as well. So head on over to the Planetarium's Facebook page to see more about that, or just Google Planetarium or AACT Rover. For more information about any of this stuff, call us. We're happy to chat about it anytime. 784-4812 is our front desk number. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu and be directed everywhere we've talked about from there. Or best yet, come and see us in person at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing all your smiling faces here, and keep looking up.